Listen now as I read. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. He saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He's risen. He's not here. Behold the place where they laid him. He was not there. That was obvious. Now notice, verse 7, But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. Now will you notice that the fact of the empty tomb, and we need to put the four Gospels together. Back in Matthew, we went over that. We'll go over it again when we get to John's Gospel, by the way. But all I want to do here is to quote the statement of Lord Lyndhurst, who was High Chancellor of Great Britain back in 1846, and he was also the High Steward of Cambridge, the highest honor that they give. And he made this statement. He says, I know pretty well what evidence is, and I tell you, such evidence as that for the resurrection has never broken down yet. Now, the women here are told now to go and report. Verse 7, But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him, as he said unto you. Now the women are to report to the disciples. The angel was surely not waiting for some disciple to come by, as you can see, because he sends a message to them. He'll meet them in Galilee as he promised. And John 21 gives that remarkable episode, which we're to look at later on in this study. Now you can well imagine the amazement of these women. They were speechless. And this, frankly, doesn't seem to me to be an appropriate place for Mark to end his gospel. And they went out quickly, fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now, this part is the part that is not in the better manuscripts, yet we believe it belongs in the Word of God. Now let me move rather hurriedly. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he'd cast seven demons. Now you see Mark has made it clear to us he wasn't giving us the chronological order. What he's saying now is that this is the order, Mary Magdalene first. She went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. They did not believe Mary Magdalene at all. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. Now, Dr. Luke gives us that walk on the Emmaus Road. They went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the leaven as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Now, you see, we have Mark giving us more or less an order of the events after the resurrection. He said unto them, Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. This has been a gospel of action. Now he's telling them to get into action. They are to go. And by the way, he's saying to us today that we should be men and women of action for God. What are we doing today to get the Word of God out? That's our business, friends. You ought to have some part in getting the Word of God out. Now he says, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And he doesn't say that if you're not baptized, you'll be damned. You notice that. That's not essential. I'm not going into details here. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And if you want to accept any one of these signed gifts, then take them all, my brother. And I have a formaldehyde cocktail that I'll be glad to prepare for you if you think you could do it. May I say to you, these were signed gifts at the beginning. And it's important to see that. These signs shall follow them that believe. Now, the evidence today is he that doesn't have this doctrine, it's the Word of God today that's the great sign in this hour. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the Word with signs following. That was for the apostles, friends, because that's what we're dealing with here. And I've had to deal with this very quickly and actually so briefly. I wish even in a 5-year course we could spend more time in many of these places, but we must move on. We go back to Leviticus, the Old Testament, next time. Be with us, friends. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.